Blog Talk Radio.
I just right now start the show.
Welcome to NYPA Entertainment Radio. Thank you for joining us live here, Colin Alonzo, on the Blog Talk platform or any other platform that you're listening to the show, whether it's live or you download it later on while you're going to work, you're working out, or just chilling and want to listen to something entertaining. Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. Can't believe how fast this year is going by. We're near the end of end of November, going into Thanksgiving. And next week is our final Sunday in November, which is like our final Sunday with the standard music playlist. And week after that, I believe like December 5th, I believe. That's when we start the holiday music, our annual holiday music for the month of December, leading into our holiday break at the end of December. I can't believe the comparison from last year to this year. Everything is going by really fast. But you know what? We'll make the best of it. We got a lot of stuff to get into, and we're going to get started. So Dr. Dre's ex-wife asked Los Angeles Sheriff's Department to help her recover $1 million from Dr. Dre. If you've been listening to the show for almost a year, we've been giving everyone updates on what's going on between Dr. Dre and his ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, or whatever the case may be, and this thing continues to go on and on and on. There's always something. There's been a huge battle over his fortune, and that Nicole Young been trying to get her hands on, so to speak. So she's asked the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department to cover more than $1 million from Dr. Dre. So Nicole Young's legal team has filed a writ of execution against the chronic hitmaker, who she accused of defying a court order to pay $1,224,607 in past legal fees and opting to pay $300,000 towards the bill. New documents obtained state Andre is doing whatever he wants to do because he is an enormous, entitled, well-funded, well-funded person who seeks to exact revenge on his former wife by decimating her financially, leaving her without legal representation in the case. The document says the Sheriff's Department asked the Sheriff's Department to enforce the judgment, and it is expected they will likely help to serve the paperwork. Nicole could then proceed with levying the judgment against his bank accounts to collect the full sum, which grows with $335 interest every day. She claims she is unable to fight in court because Drake can afford to spend more on a huge legal team, said she has just $1 million in the bank less than she owes her lawyers. Nicole, who filed for divorce in July 2020 after 24 years of marriage, is seeking a total of $4.2 million to cover her legal fees and needs $551,000 for work done between July and September this year, as well as $3.5 million for future legal fees and another $215,000 for appeal expenses. The former couple have been battling bitterly over finances since going their separate ways, but in July, Dr. Dre, Andre Young, was told to pay Nicole $293,306 every month in spousal support and a temporary. Okay, so you're getting money. What's the problem?
I don't understand what the problem is. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like,
this is getting out of hand. There's too much greed going on. You know, you can't survive off of what you're getting. What's going on? I mean, I don't understand that.
He's giving you money for support. Well, use that for your legal fees. There you go. You got money.
Right.
Use it towards that. Like
greed.
Like, come on. It is. It's greed. It is. Just use it. Like, he's giving you, like, put down payments. Make payments like everybody else do. Just give them payments each month. Give them monthly payments. This is what you do. You're getting money. And I'm sure you got other money stashed away also, but you just don't want to use that. Like Zoe said, it's about greed. You want to get it from him. You want to milk him dry, get everything you want from him, and then some. And that's it. That's the whole point. That's it at the end of the day. He's at war. It's attacking those pockets. That's what you want.
That's all it is.
Let this be a lesson.
It's just straight greed. I mean, this is why it's so difficult, especially when you become a celebrity or you become a person who financially stable, for why a lot of people refuses or to get married because of situations like this. Situations like this, when it becomes a divorce that's happening, then, of course, they're trying to milk everything out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate, it seems to always happen. And it always seems like all the women, they praise all, other women. They say, oh, take everything he has. But when the shoe is on the other foot, when the man is going after the woman, oh, they trashing that dude. Why is he going after? No, if you're going to say that to one person, say that to the others.
That's true. That
but
true.
It's just greed.
That is true.
It's just greed. I was told not long ago that that a lot of Caucasian women are put out there. A lot of black men are going for the, celebrities, people with money are going after these white women, and these white women are going for them because they have money. So somewhere down the line, they can take what they have. That was brought to my attention by, a good friend of mine, and I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? Out of all the cases that I've seen, it sounds about right.
Possibly. But let there be a lesson in all of this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, little dogs that bark too much. Whether you're a man or whether you're a female, whether you're black, white, Asian, Indian, whatever, if you got a nice chunk of change, you're wealthy, you're well off, get a prenup. Just get a prenup. Hey, if he or she don't want to sign it, then oh well. Just cover your ass on the back end. Hey, get a prenup. Because at the end of the day, when you're in my opinion.
Or don't get married.
That too. When you're angry and you're upset, that's it. You're trying to hurt that person directly. And you're going to like, I want everything you have. Whether it's male or female. So get that prenup. And that person want it. Then, whatever. It covers you in the back end. Oh, I would never do that. Yeah, well, not now because you're in a good place with me. But who's to say down the line you get pissed off, this shit falls apart. You in court saying you want half or all. So personality and shit changes when you're kind of like in a bit of a war type thing. You know what I mean? War, I guess you call it. Your whole thing, all that's going out the window. You angry. You pissed. You hurt. You like, I'm gonna put that, inflict that pain on you, and I know how to do that by going to attacking your pocket and your bank account. Get that prenup. Get the prenup.
They want spousal support, and if you have any children, plus child support, which is
without saying.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, when the spousal support, that's like the system needs to change, and I said that before on
the
show. The system needs to change because it should not have to be that you got to pay for the rest of your life to that person if they don't remarry.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous to me.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Get a job. Fill out an application. Get back to work. Spousal report. Child support, something different. Take care of your kids. That's something different. But the spousal shit, get your ass back out there and go to work. Go fill out an application online and go to work. Simple as that. That's it. I don't understand. And I agree with you.
I
got to
pay
change.
The person for the rest of my life. I moved on. You need to move on.
Right.
Why am I still paying my ex money when I'm no longer with their ex?
Right. Spousal support. My ass. Get out of here. Who? Well, a woman wrote that up. Yeah, I said it. A woman put that together. Ain't no man put that together. It's more men doing spousal support than women doing for men. We know that. We know that. So, yeah. What else you want to get into, Zoe?
The Rock wants to be 007. He wants to play James Brown, allegedly. Pro wrestling star turned actor Dwayne Johnson had the interest in succeeding Daniel Craig as James Bond, he recently revealed. He said, I would like to follow in his footsteps and be the next Bond, Johnson 49 said in the interview. Johnson, whose grandfather, Peter Maivia, played a Bond villain in the 1967, You Only Live Twice, isn't content with just appearing in a movie franchise. He says, end quote, I don't want to be a villain, The Rock added to a wide smile. You got to be Bond. Yeah, it will only be right, you know, him playing a villain. You got to play the main character. He's a big star, my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But Craig's fifth performance as the British spy in No Time to Die, which came to theaters last month, was the last in the role. The 53-year-old has been the face of 007 since 06, when Craig played Bond in Casino Royale. If Johnson were to take up the mantle of playing the iconic movie character, the prolific actor would become the ninth actor to play the secret agent Johnson, of course, 007. Secret agent Johnson coming movie includes superhero movie Black Adam, set to be released in the summer of 2022, and animated comedy DC League of Super Pets scheduled for May release. You know what? It goes on. I'm not going to continue with it, but I could actually see him playing 007. You know, because he's already a fit person. You know, he's likable to a lot of people. You know, all his movies been huge hits. You know, so I can actually see him playing that role of James Bond. And I think that they may make that happen since they see that he's interested in playing Bond. So they will be a fool if they, you know, decide not to make him, you know, the next James Bond, you know, considering that all his track records on his movies has been hits. So if it's been hits, then you know what? I would take that in consideration and say, hey, you know what? He wants to be the next James Bond. Let's make that happen.
I would say, in my opinion, between him and Idris Elba, I would like to see as James Bond.
Right.
Idris Elba, British, got the accent already. And even Rock, like I said, Rock, he's already built. You know what I mean? He's an action star. Anything he touches turned to multi-platinum. Like, it is number one hits out the ass. So, yeah, I would like to see that. Either or will be good for me, and hopefully that's good to shake things up. Now, I know y'all naysayers out there saying, oh, but no, James Bond has always been white. No, the fictional character. The man could be green. He could be purple. It doesn't exist. It's not real. He's anything
right.
We want him to be. So it don't have to be a white character. He doesn't have to be a white actor. It could be anyone. He's not a real person, period. So,
right.
Again, I wouldn't mind seeing Rock play it. I wouldn't mind seeing Idris Elba or anyone else, you know, minority or whatever. Just shake it up a bit. They got the charm. They got the chops. They got the looks. Go for it. Let's shake it up. Let's do something different. Let's just have fun with it. It's not a real person. So it's not like you're breaking any laws or rules or anything of that nature. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think it'll be really a good look if they did something like that. I think that's kind of cool. So hopefully they listen to him and see his track record and see everything he does. And he has, I mean, like, I think it'll be great. And if not, look at Idris Elba, because prior to this, couple of years past, recent years, even Daniel Craig even said and mentioned Idris Elba will be good as James Bond to take over once he's done. So his name's been thrown out there a lot, you know. Also, so
listen,
good actors out there, man. The good actors, look into it. They'll make you money. They got followers and a huge followings and the whole nine. So that is something I think they should look into. I think they will. So I'm eager. Hopefully one of those two names or someone else that I think, like I said, of color, they'll be kind of different, step in and can do it. But I think my thing is for either Dwayne or Idris, so, which ironically they both worked together on one of the Fast and Furious movies. Anyway, the baby called police allegedly attempt to boot mother's child off his property. The baby's baby mama drama. Danny Lee claims the rapper called the police on her after attempting to boot her and their newborn daughter from his property. Quote, this man is mad BC. This man is mad BC. I plan to be sent to his condo, Danny Lee, 26, claimed on social media. He was on social media. Following a very public and bizarre fight over Instagram. Here we go. Quote, all we want to do is see him and me with no responsibility. She went on to allege that he wants her out so he can F on her and other people. This all goes to say that this is a effing, that this man's an effing coward, she continued, adding that she was sleeping after cooking him dinner when he came and tried to kick her out. Well, I'm going to learn and I'm going to grow, but this right here ain't it. And I'm sorry to my baby that her father's kicking her out the home at 3 months. Meanwhile, the baby 29 posted his own statement about the public spat, claiming that he was threatened multiple times with an internet scheme, recording himself for safety and for business done based on my reputation, unquote. He also claimed Danny Lee was a person refusing to not let me go, and wrote, I done beat on and yelled at and chased around like one of them Fatal Attraction type girls. The rapper also said in the statement that he doesn't want to press charges against Danny Lee, but just wants her peacefully removed. The end of the note saying, hey, shawty went out that way, but that ain't my business. I'm a father first and always will be. The videos, which were captured by the Shade Room on Sunday, show rapper recording Danny Lee as she feeds their child and repeatedly saying F you to the baby. In another video recorded this time by Danny Lee, police can be seen in the background asking her to speak to them. Quote, no, I don't need to tell you nothing, she tells them. Apparently, Danny Lee and her daughter weren't kicked out overnight because she popped up on the baby's live the following morning. Things between the two appear hostile still, as he called her cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs several times. when he stated that he and Danny Lee were in their relationship, she laughed in the background. Shorty not my girl, ain't never been my girl, it's my side chick, he said repeatedly as Danny Lee told him to shut up before storming out of the room. Danny Lee came through with receipts about their relationships, though posting several pics and videos of them together over the years, including a video of the baby telling her he loves her. The couple first linked up in 2020 after the baby, who has another daughter from a previous relationship, featured Danny Lee in his music video, Levy High. This goes to what you and I always say. Stop taking your personal shit to social media. You're both grown. Keep that in-house. Why are y'all videotaping arguing in front of the whole world? That's stupid. That's very, very stupid, very immature. I don't understand that. I don't get it. I don't understand why people constantly do that. Like, yo, you got a problem with this joint, then you handle that, then you just do it privately and keep it moving. And you tell her, don't even dare go on social media, it's between us. Keep it civil, keep it adult-like, keep it peaceful, you go your way, I go my way. The whole world don't have to be in our conversation, in our business. And I never understood why people, whether celebrities or civilians alike, chose to shine a spotlight on their personal life and think it's cool. I never understood that, though. We had this conversation all the time. I never understood
that.
But here we are right now. I never got that. And they get mad. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. They get mad when people put their opinions or say their opinions, like we're about to now, about their business. And, well, don't put it out there. Don't do it. I don't understand it, though.
You know, I believe that some celebrities, when they get involved with somebody, especially the ones who really want to keep a private life, you know, they'll have it legally documented that, you know, they're not to put anything that's, you know, that they do out there to the public. And if they do, then they'll have legal action against them. So, you know, I don't understand, you know, because from this story here, I think she was the one that initially came out and exploit everything, and then he had to come back out and give his version of what's going on. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, they don't have to come out to the public. What can the public do? The public can't do anything.
Right.
They can't do anything. All they're doing is listening, giving their opinions. But we don't know what's going on, what's really going on behind the scenes. They're just going by what you're telling the public.
Right.
Well, so you know, keep your private life private.
Public
can't do anything for you.
That's it. You summed it up right there. Keep your private life private. And that goes, and that just doesn't go for celebrities as anyone who actually listening to it right now, listen to the show. It's like, listen, you got some stuff going on in your life. You ain't got to put that spotlight on social media. Handle it like an adult. Handle it behind the scenes. Handle that. Period. You ain't got to put screenshot text and Instagram Live yourself arguing. Nah, that's cornball. That's immature. They're like, nah. Talk to that person. They don't want to talk, then whatever. Keep it moving. But you ain't got to put it where everybody can see it. That just doesn't make sense to me. I never understood that at all. I just, you know, whatever. All right. We'll play some music when we come back. We got some more stuff to get into, a lot of things to get into. Stick around. Right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
It wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra piece? All this time, she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I do, mama, to show your villa? Press us on the witness, all of your queen or your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation as you cause a pinna. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, can't be so say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a useful a baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even saw me on camera.
Wasn't me.
Saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
Listen, what's the matter, really not a right pivot. I never used to see you make the jigger low flex. I thought you have to favor you in a the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she has a thing, I would have things her from the past. All the little evidence, you better know if it. Quick for your hands, sir, no open task. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom.
this time she was standing there. She never took her eyes off me. Wanna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. I've been listening to your reason, it makes no sense at all. We should tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You may think that you're a player, but you're completely lost. The coffee, honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with a girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off.
Boy, go brr up a pum pum. Give you some of this Cinnabon.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your permit if it's wet yet. It's your permit if it's wet yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your permit if it's wet yet. It's your permit.
control. Had a throwing party for a bunch of children. Well, all the while, the trauma's under the building. So they packed up, they moved, got a grip, came equipped, grabbed their proton packs on the back, and they split. Son out of our beagle, the master of evil. Try to battle my boys, that's not legal.
Raise it up. Honey bitches work, raise it up. Like the holy girl, raise it up. Yeah, come on. Just get you get a chance to put stitches in a track that's hot like the kitchen. Hey, it's over the door. So the dudes on me, who did this thought? Strong, strong, just ran out of boy, huh? Hey, it's my duty, sit back and watch booty spinning cash. Watching baby girls spinning ass. Ain't none wrong when you get that body dip, girl, dip. Hey, come on, keep it straight to the basics. Come on, get you caught in the matrix. Hey, you, hey, Aquaman to say it's time to get paid. Hey, we drinking at the race, repeat it, hey. Come on, 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 come on. I'm the best that ever did it, forget it. Come with it if you're tryna get a fit it, you fit it. Yeah, song, song, baby, show them the dance. I don't think they quite got it yet, give them a chance. For them to catch up, stop at the stand. Hip back and roll, now you're gaining some fans. Baby, weather the storm and let your body get warm. You catch a contact, can't get it gone like air strike. Ladies up front, baby, show us the joy. And if you need help with that, I holler at the boy, hey.
YPA Entertainment Radio. I'm going to keep this moving. I got something on Dave Chappelle. As always, Chappelle's the man. So Dave Chappelle reacts to being uninvited from his old high school's fundraiser. he says, they're canceling stuff I didn't even want to do. Oh man!
I like Chappelle, man. I like Chappelle. He keeps it real.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle continues to draw backlash for the comments made about members of the LGBTQ plus community during his recent and much talked about Netflix special, The Culture. Though he hasn't suffered any significant financial loss because of his statements, he was, however, uninvited from a special event set to take place at his old high school. During his latest appearance at Gainsbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis on Friday on the 12th, the Sticks and Stones comedian revealed to the audience that his Washington, D.C. high school uninvited him to a fundraiser following the fallout from the Netflix special. Quote, "The canceling stuff I didn't even want to go to," Chappelle said in response to the decision. "If you think you're mad at me, remember I didn't disinvite you from anything." Duke Ellington School of Arts in Washington, D.C., from which Chappelle graduated, called off the charity event for a new theater that was set to be named after the actor, after students reportedly expressed feeling uncomfortable that they were being made to show Chappelle support amid his controversy. Claims of a potential walkout by students were also reported, seemingly prompting the school to cancel the event altogether. In a statement released on its website, the school wrote, "As a learning institution, champions inclusivity, diversity, equity, and belonging, we care deeply about protecting the well-being and dignity of every member of our student body, faculty, and community." The statement continued, "We also believe moving forward with the event originally scheduled for November 23rd, 2021, without first addressing questions and concerns from members of the Ellington community would be a missed opportunity for a teachable moment." Additionally, the school noted that it would be using Chappelle's latest work as the impetus to further expand its social studies curriculum to include content related to political activism, civic engagement, art activism, and the intersections of race, gender, and sexuality. We recognize that not everyone will accept or welcome a particular artist's point of view, product, or craft, but reject the notion that a, quote, cancer culture is a healthy or constructive means to teach our students how society should balance creative freedom with protecting the rights and dignity of all its members, the school further expressed. Chappelle's publicist, Carla Sims, told Fox News, quote, "Dave is an artist and activist and applauds the school taking time to develop creative and critical thinkers. He supports the school's effort to contribute to open conversations versus cancellations. The fundraiser has reportedly since been pushed to April 22nd of next year." I touched up on this last week about the school's point of view of doing a walkout and saying we're canceling it because of what's going on. And it sounds to me that going along with everything just to be in the media, just to be part of it. This is what it sounds like to me. It's like you see, oh, well, we're not going to have him here because he made people upset. But here's the thing, and I said this last week and I said this before. At the end of the day, where were you kids and everybody else when he was making fun of slavery on Chappelle's show? When he's dropping the N-words left and right. Y'all laughing, y'all repeating everything he's saying when he was being Rick James and saying, y'all N-words, you never had any money. After your couch, N-word, y'all repeating it in your households, amongst your friends. You're laughing, you're applauding, the whole nine. Come on, Dave. Come on, we'll give you an arena. We're going to name an auditorium after you. And then when he sets his sight on someone else or a certain community, all hell breaks loose. Oh, no, don't do that. You can drop the N-word all you want. Make fun of your own comment. But, oh, no, don't cross that line. How dare you? We're canceling you. We're not. Come on. Get your head out your asses. Like, stop. Stop. It's really stupid. Zoe and I said it before, and we kind of referenced it earlier when we were talking about the spousal thing and divorce. Listen, you go after one, you go after all. If you can get them on this, get them on everything. Don't just single him out on one thing. Because he has said some shit that I was like, damn, Dave. But no one touched him on that. No one came close to that. Like he said, Dave Chappelle, you paid Comedy Central paying $50 million to say the N-word. You know what I mean? Now everyone's going around trying to cancel him because he put his focus on something else. This is ridiculous, though. Hands down ridiculous.
It is. You know, as I said before, if they feel offended, oh, well, again, it's comedy. He's a comedian. He's telling jokes. If you don't like it, don't listen to him. Just turn the channel or don't go to his shows because there's a possibility he may say something that you may not like. He say a lot of things that people don't like. But they're not making a big hoopla about it like the you know, the transgender and gay and lesbian community. I mean, come on, get over it. There's a lot of transgender and gay and lesbian community that are actually supporting Dave Chappelle. So these others who don't support him, you know what? Again, this is your choice of lifestyle that you choose. People to talk about it, don't put your lifestyle out there. Or choose a straight, narrow lifestyle, you know. But you're always going to get talked about, just like they talk about everything else. Get over it. He's a comedian. It's just jokes. Say that all the time on here. So, again, this school here that want to cancel, you know, him, did he ever say that he was coming? Did he ever say that? I mean, you know, they're making a big hoopla about it. Like, I don't even think that he confirmed that he was going. He may not even know that this was going, this was happening until they decided to put it out there so they could have the school name in it that this is where he went to school, and we're going to cancel it because we don't like what he said. I like Dave Chappelle. He keeps it real all the time, and he's not backing down. So y'all not hurting him. You're not hurting him. Again, remember, this is the same guy that walked away from $50 million from his show, The Chappelle Show. Do you think he really give a damn about what your views are and what you, how you think? He doesn't. I don't think he really doesn't.
No, not at all. Not at all. you know what? I'm going to say in the world of comedians, Chris Tucker, on how we played a role in him not returning to the Friday franchise. So since the 2002 release of Friday After Next, much has been speculated on regarding a potential fourth entry in the Friday franchise. And while Chris Tucker only appeared in the 1995 original, which is widely regarded as a cult classic, fans have continued to wonder if the celebrated actor comedian will ever again take on the role of Smokey. Now, Tucker is elaborating on why he hasn't revisited the beloved character as well as what it would take for him to do so. So Tucker explained in a recent interview that he was reluctant to embrace the idea of sequels earlier in his career. Tucker praised Colt creator Ice Cube for how he managed to keep the franchise moving without his involvement. He also noted that Cube is spearheading efforts to get a fourth film out for fans. Cool. I never really wanted to do another one. Tucker said, I always said because I know my fans love the movie so much and they always bring it up. I said, well, if they come to me with a great script and a great idea, I definitely consider it. But it's been so long ago and that character became such a great character, I don't want to mess it up. Tucker went deep on a driving force behind the initial decision to turn down the first Friday sequel. According to the actor who received the widespread acclaim and award buzz for his role in 2012, David O. Russell's Seven Linings Playbook movie, he simply didn't want to be the face of weed at the time in his life. He also said money wasn't impetus for his decision. Back then, I got to tell you, one of the reasons why I didn't do the second one was because of the weed, he said, because I said, man, that movie became a phenomenon. I don't want everybody smoking weed, and I never really told people this because I kind of forgot about it, but it was one of the reasons why I didn't do it because I said, I don't want to represent everybody smoking weed. And Tucker's own war of the movie was more personal to him than just being a movie. And that's one of the reasons why he said, I just didn't want to keep doing that character. It was probably good for me because it kept me moving to the next phase in movies. Wow. Now we know.
Everyone heard that before.
I never really knew that. I just thought he just didn't want to do it. Just like this.
Oh, no, it was the weed situation. I've heard that story before. But, you know, as far as a sequel, whatever it is, I don't think I would be interested in watching it, and I'm going to say that because it's been too many years that went by now, and, you know, everybody is much older now. It's like, how are you going to, you know, bring the characters back on it? You know, Tiny is no longer alive. Is, you know, Debo, who played Debo on there. You know, it's, I don't think I would be interested if they did, you know, revise it and all that stuff. It just, too many years that went by. It's not going to have the same effect.
I agree. I'm not big on sequels. You got to do it right. You got to do it kind of close to each other. And it's been too long. It's been like over a decade plus. It's not, and like you said, with Tiny Liston passing on, John Witherspoon, you got two key members of that cast that are no longer there to help make the magic of the
right.
movie. It wasn't just Chris. It wasn't
right.
just Ice Cube. It was everyone from Regina King to the mother, I can't forget her name. Everyone. Yeah, even Bernie Mac. To a degree. You know what I mean? That was a moment in time where everything, the stars were lined up and everything, you know, just was just right. I never was a big fan of the sequels because it didn't have Chris Tucker. Like I said, it didn't. It was okay, but I wish he did kind of do the follow-up to it. But I understand his point of view. At the time, he wasn't anyone to endorse that, and that's what people identified him with was that movie. And him being a huge weed head. And then obviously it didn't hurt his career at all. And damn sure didn't hurt his career. You all know he went on to bigger and better things, financially, movie-wise, and so forth. So, you know, it was the right decision for him. But like I said, I kind of wish he was in the sequel, the next Friday, right after that would have been kind of cool. But to do one right now, it's too late. Unfortunately, that ship has sailed. It'd be cool to have a Cube do another movie all together, something different when them both are in it, you know, but not in a Friday movie. But that ship has sailed.
Right.
It's just, like I said, two people have passed away, three, including Bernie Mac. It's wrong. It's just, you know, it's too late, unfortunately. So, and Cube's been trying to get the fourth installment made for years. And he's still trying to, and I just think it's a little too late. With sequels, you got to kind of make it kind of more close to each other, not 20, 30 years plus apart. And that, in my opinion, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work at all.
Right.
It just doesn't. No, man. Not feeling it. Not feeling it at all.
Not at all. Will Smith, in the beginning of his career, he allegedly borrowed $10,000 from a drug dealer when he became broke after failing to pay his tax debt in the early 1990s. Wow, that's I didn't know that. During a Thursday appearance at a Savoy Theater in London to promote his autobiography, Will, which is named Will, Smith spoke with actor Idris Elba about his financial problems after becoming famous. And quote, I'm not sure what the government is like with taxes in the UK, but in the US, they take that seriously, Smith told the audience, according to a video captured by Metro. So Uncle Sam wanted his money. I didn't forget. I just didn't pay, he continued. I had to sell everything. I knew whatever my new life was going to be, I could feel it. Was going to be in Los Angeles, he said. So I borrowed $10,000 from a friend of mine who was a purveyor of neighborhood pharmaceuticals, in other words, drug dealer. He continued as the audience laughed. Was his name Stringer Bell? Elba responded, referencing the famous character he played on HBO, The Wire. The King Richard star almost declared bankruptcy, but he would move to Los Angeles and go on to win the lead role in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. According to Will Smith, biography, Will Smith, a biography, the IRS garnished 70% of his salary over the first three seasons of the show. Wow. Smith ended the night of performing a medley of his hits alongside frequent collaborator Jazzy Jeff, including Brand New Funk, Switch, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Summertime. On November 8th, Smith embarked on a five-date book tour to promote his memoir, beginning in his hometown of Philadelphia and making stops in Brooklyn, Chicago, Los Angeles, and London. Representatives respond to insider requests for comments. Wow, that's interesting. I didn't even know that, that he went in, you know, in debt with the IRS, and, you know, he had to borrow $10,000 from, you know, a drug dealer. And the first three seasons of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, his check was being garnished. That was interesting. But obviously he overcame everything and moved on to become this big movie star. And, you know, now he's worth a lot of money, Will Smith. So, yeah, that was a lesson that he learned. And that was a mistake that he didn't make again. So, you know, it all turns out good for him. I'm glad that that between him and, you know, as he say, his friend, you know, the drug dealer, what I'm referring to, that it didn't turn sour and they went after him because they didn't get paid. So, you know, luckily he was able to land the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because of Quincy Jones' vision and, you know, was able to regenerate his life and move on to bigger and better things.
I didn't know that part. I know how he became bankrupt. I didn't know about the drug dealer part. I know how he became bankrupt.
I don't know if we all knew that.
But I definitely kind of want to. I do want to kind of read the book in detail on other things.
Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of people did know he went bankrupt and so forth at doing his career. Like, they didn't know that when he got, you know, Fresh Prince, he was literally asked out. Like, he didn't have anything. He burned through that money so fast because he's 18 years old, like any 18-year-old would do.
Right.
You're going to burn through money. You're going to show off. You're going to do everything. You're going to be throwing it in the air. You're going to be wiping it in with your ass. Because you think it's like, oh, this is unlimited. It's going to come. It's just going to keep coming. And he learned the hard way. Nah, that's not how that works. That's interesting that he was in dire straits. That, you know, as a drug dealer to, you know, pay taxes. And IRS don't play, man. They don't play. They're going to garnish whatever. You know, this is what they do. They're going to put you in jail and take your money, or they're going to take your money for a minute until you pay it back. So whatever, you pay your taxes. No matter how wealthy, how famous you are, you got to pay your taxes. No matter how much it costs. I said on the show before, I'd rather pay a lump sum one time a year than I'm taking my money all together. So I don't mind.
Right.
Oh, how much I owe? That's it. I'll cut that check quick, pay it, and keep it moving. I'll see you next year. And that's it. I'll take that hit for that one time, then I'm coming in and repossessing everything that you work hard for. So pay your taxes. No matter how wealthy you are, pay your shit and keep it moving. Keep your eye on your accountant and make sure that your money is going to the IRS and taxes are being paid. Or you be in a driveway like Red Fox, and you be looking around in a white T-shirt like, they taking all my stuff. Somebody help me. That's going to be you if you do not pay your taxes. Period.
Yeah,
if
I remember that.
Yeah, you don't want to do this. Pay it. No, look at night 09. Pay it. The IRS don't play. They don't play. They say you join. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a music break. We'll come back. Got a little more stuff to get into. Stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
The beat's supposed to drop right there. The beat's supposed to drop right there. The beat was supposed to drop right there. I send this one out to my right hand man, or men, or women, the whole crew, real fans. We can count the door, kick up
blow a chill out watching videos or acting really silly. Yo, but really though, all I could hang. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in a supercar, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend. If we can't have trust, then you can't hang with us. We respond to those who show respect with respect. We respond, we connect on the same deck, same intellect. My man, never shift these things quickly if you can't understand. We boys, we boys, we can stand on the corner with a hat selling toys. It ain't about your bends, I hope it ain't about mine, my man. I be dissing in my freestyle rhyme, getting cheese around the world. I can trust you with my girl, my man. We chillin' at the jam, what's the plan? I'm not a yes man, and none of my friends are yes men or women. I'm driving, I see my feet, you get in, where you fit in. True friends are quick to sit in the beginning of all trouble. And when your bank goes double, Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. Still I got my own space like Hubble. We can count the dough or pick a flow or chill out watching videos or acting really silly. Yo, but really though, all I can end. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in a supercar, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend. Nobody care about us, all they do is doubt us. Until we blow the spot, then they all wanna crowd us and wanna shout us. But you my man from way back, I just got to say that. Acting large, I don't play that, but I can't say that. Where I play at isn't fast pace. A friend can acquire the taste to become two-faced. And that's a disgrace. There ain't nothing you can say to us. When the kid you grew up with betrayed your trust. When we used to ride the bus, we had trust. Now we cash check to drive less and can't show respect to one of us. Yo, the heads I hang with ain't trying to just get what they can get. Sit quickly, backstabbing the quick. I wrote thick, but only some of friends really down to the end. My right hand, men and women, mutual support from the beginning. Been in exactly what I've been in. We can count the dough or kick the flow or chill out watching videos or acting really silly. Yo, but really though, all I can end. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in the supercar, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend. Back to back, we attack corporate America. Getting fees that amount to cheese in every area. You my man, I ain't gotta drag you along. You pull your own way, yeah, you definitely got it going on. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bumping. Car system thumping between the crew, we always got nothing. But if we had nothing, no fronting, whatever, we still be crew, you and me, me for you together. Word, fake people ain't worth a turn. They only wanna be your friend because of what they overheard. I send this record to the well-respected friends that I've collected. I hope I am what you expected. So check it. We could count the dough or pick a flow, but chill out watching videos or acting really silly. Yo, but really though, all I can end. Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in a supercar, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend.
Baby, I'm looking at the front door. charge a good time. But when they're not around, the fights commence. I'm the one you're against, and it doesn't make sense. Cause I'm the one that you claim to love for life. But all I get is gray hairs and stripes, and I can play some old stuck up rapper role and get foul every time you lose control. But that's not my order of operations, so I should win an award for lots of patience. Cause that's all a fella can have with a girl who's shooting up his world like Shaft. And I don't think that I can take it anymore. I'm looking at the front door. 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 I'm lucky to possess the best looking girl in the whole U.S. But every time you stream, you blow your finesse, trying to test the professor. 24 hours of acting sore. Sometimes I wish you'd come down with lockjaw, so I don't have to take in the breaking. You treat me like a burnt piece of bacon. It seems like just 2 years back when we were bonded and not peers. But now I keep itching to jet, sitting in a chair just to stare, set to sprint. Yo, sweetheart, you better take a hint. I say it now like I said it before. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door. I'm looking at the front door.
Yeah, it's time, Black, it's time. You feel that magnetic, right? Let's get 'em.
And we're all just folks in a big old wheel, hoping, turning, trying to roll uphill. Twist that cap, nigga, pop that steel. If the perp don't get 'em, then the cocaine will. And you know, and you know, and you know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel. Trust is costly, ain't life a bitch, girl, just divorce me. Time piece frosty, that's why you only get one chance to cross me. Three different chicks, one caramel mocha coffee. Heaven help me, cause I'm still caught in the wheel.
Luxury car living, I'm Allen hopping, the album's dropping. Deuce Day champagne, the Henny gallons popping. Processing the accolades of life, calculating the hate, evaluating the price is known. On style alone, I could carry my own. Calm demeanor though with various tones, I vase hell. When your features is as fresh as your sneakers, you age well. From the reaper ever, a reaper puffers that make bell. Won't tell, been through it, been influenced, been a student, bossed up, there's been a movement, can't stop it, rocking chains and flying objects, frames over the optics, I refrain to gossip, gotta get it, it's vivid, defining physics, for mining critics, my kind is exquisite, respect first, then we focus on net worth, that's how I work from the dirt when it's thirst and death flows.
And we're all just folks in a big old wheel, hoping, turning, trying to roll uphill, twist that cap, nigga, pop that steel. The perp don't get him in the cocaine with.
They're killing themselves.
You know, and you know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel.
Kids in the dope body. bodies be popping the most molly. Provoke homies, that's why it's cocked and close by me. Clear vision, never steer, my ears listen. I hear different, it's a scarce weird condition. Move dolly, send whoever, he can't hold me. Dance like Durant on the court, a young Kobe. Sun cozy, backspin, I'm past 10. What I spill can make an ice grill nigga crack a grin. Gotta school him, too many fraudulence to fool him. One to him, or the police or I'm a doom. It's dysfunction, in the mix don't miss nothing. From crack flips to now rap shit, it's just hustling. Follow suit, find a circle on alley-oop. And you too can hop in Ferraris and Audi coupes. King status, though from dreams to seem lavish. But anything attached to a fiend could bring madness.
And we're all just folks in a big old wheel. Hoping, turning, trying to roll uphill. Twist that cap, nigga, pop that steel. And the perp don't get him in the cocaine wheel.
And you know,
and you know, and you know that it's real, yeah. Oh, but you don't know, you don't really know how to feel.
The saga continues.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. All right, let's keep this thing moving. From Snoop Dogg to Eminem, here are the 10 richest rappers in the world. Rappers. All right, what other stuff they do, but in the music genre of rap. Rap and hip-hop go hand in hand. We have so many rappers around the world today picking up this form and creating some great music. But who is the richest rapper in the world? That's what the question is. Let's find out the top 10, according to this article, who makes the most money in hip-hop. All right. Rapping. So I guess in no particular order, one here, but nope. Easy. He's not number one. I don't think it's a particular order. I hear you saying yay, but it is not. They're saying is they got out of order here. They got Snoop Dogg, net worth $150 million. And let me just go down the list. I'm going to give the captions with that. Number two is Drake, $150 million net worth. Ye, $240 million net worth. That's hit. That's rap. That's not the whole Yeezy brand. Right. That's just rap alone. He's worth $240 million net worth. Also at Diddy, $900 million net worth. Now,
he's not even a rapper.
I don't know why. He's not even a rapper. He's not a rapper. And I don't even think that. I think they're throwing in the Ciroc and Revolt and all that stuff that he's into. Now, it's interesting as they go through the list. Now, they're saying Jay. Obviously, Jay-Z, $1.3 billion net worth. So I'm thinking, like, y'all tossing all his stuff in
this? That's what they're doing, because it's not from rap alone.
No, it's not from rap alone. Because that case, you might as well put Ye in $9 billion. He got more than Jay-Z. He loves telling people that. Dr. Dre, $780 million for now. that's going to be gone. That's it. Whatever he's made, that's gone. you might want to tweak that publicly. You know, I want to put that out there. Nah. After what? How's the ex-wife coming at him? Eminem right now, $230 million net worth. Pharrell, $155 million. And then you have Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is at $100 million. She's still up there. She's still got all the stuff going on. $100 million. And then Lil Wayne is $170 million. This isn't hip rapping alone. I was surprised to see Nicki Minaj on here also. But at the same time, like I said, I don't think she blew through the whole thing. She might do other stuff behind the scenes in music. Who knows? I haven't seen or heard from her in a minute. I think she's got a couple of pop up on certain people mix tapes or whatever, or certain songs, but I haven't really seen or heard from her in a minute. Only person I've been seeing mainly is Cardi B. I haven't heard from Nicki the Nicki in a while. Just random stuff, but yeah. But
surprised
I think
Cardi didn't make that list because she's just been hits after hits.
Yeah. She's been everywhere too. I think she's actually hosting American Music Awards. I think that's tonight or next week or whatever. So she's been like literally like she's been everywhere.
Everywhere.
So I'm surprised she didn't make it. If not, she'll pop up sometime next year, reflect back on this year, because she's been everywhere, her music in every rotation, whether you like it or not. She's been like
she's hot out
there marketing and the whole nine. Yeah, she is. She's a hot commodity. Hot commodity. So definitely. I don't know if I can take her hosting the show. I told you. I can look at her, but I can't stand her voice. Nah. She has to write things down for me or sign language because her voice gets annoying. It's just like, oh, God, no. That's no reflection on my lovely ladies of the Bronx. But, nah, her voice is annoying. I can't take it. It's just like, just smile and just look pretty, but, Her hosting the show, nay. I ain't listening to that, John. What you got, Zoe?
I have Chuck D defends Travis Scott and blasts Live Nation in an open letter. The Public Enemy rapper penned to concert promoters in the aftermath of the Astroworld tragedy, allegedly. With Scott among the defendants on dozens of lawsuits from hundreds of victims seeking billions of dollars, Chuck D wrote that Scott is being blamed for a crime while the old white men running the corpse and that Travis and his fans trusted with their lives stay quiet in the shadows, unquote. Quote, I cannot believe we're at the point where I gotta say this out loud. Travis Scott is a performer, an act, not a concert promoter, unquote, Chuck D wrote. He doesn't run the sound or venues or festivals or their staff. He doesn't build stages or coordinate logistics. He's not an expert in crowd control or security or emergency medical service, but he does trust Live Nation and all the other concert promoters who are supposed to do all of this. And yet, here we are, 10 deaths and counting, 10 broken families. The Public Enemy rapper added, I'm tired of these corporations shucking them their most crucial responsibility. These folks simply say, rest in peace and move on. This negligence can't continue. Folks want answers. I'm not buying the young black man did it. Scott had a history of concert violence. Chuck D wrote that Live Nation should have properly planned better, knowing his audience. That Rolling Stones reported that score more Live Nation partners on the Astroworld event had previously been accused of disorganization and unprofessionalism. Chuck D also wrote that because of the monopolistic entities that largely run the concert industry, this fellow artists are afraid to speak out. The excuse of Scott irresponsibility action don't wash. If his act had a history of that behavior, why promote him to bigger venues? Why partner with him in the first place and let him headline a bigger audience? Live Nation control this show, Chuck D wrote. They control almost all the concert venues. Artists ain't speaking out because these same cats are already bought by these corporations. No one can say a word against them unless they want to be blacklisted and hurt their careers. And it goes on and on and on. And you know what? I think I kind of agree with Chuck D with this. You know, a lot of these, you know, when situations like this in concerts do happen, they tend to blame the artist. The artist has nothing to do with it. They're there to perform. You know, it's the promoter's job. You know, they're the ones who's supposed to get enough security at the event. And well-organize this event so situations like this doesn't happen. You know, to blame Travis, you know, some people say that, when all this was going on, you know, Travis was still performing on stage, but, you know, that maybe he should have stopped and tried to say something to the crowd. But again, the promoter should have, you know, should have had a well-stacked security and better organizers this event. You know, I kind of agree with him. What do you think?
From what I could gather, from what you were saying, I can see that. I mean, you need a scapegoat, so you're going to target the biggest name that's attached to it, and that was his, along with Drake, who had nothing to do with it, he just performing. So it's just all about money and who has the most of it. Who's the biggest name? Who has that most? So it'd be him, it's Drake, and then the promoter is underneath that. And that's what it's all about. It's just who has the most money. It's all about money. At the end of the day, it comes down to money. And they're looking like, all right, I'm gonna take you for you. I'm gonna take your money from you. And that's what they're doing. You know, and you know, Drake did not put the show together. Travis Scott, I heard he kind of created the whole thing. I don't know, but these are artists. And it's just a guilty by association. Who do I blame? Who do I pay to see? I pay to see you. It's your fault. You know, technically it's not, but they didn't build the venue and set up seating and all that. But I came to see you, and people I know were hurt and or killed. So it's your fault. It's all your fault. I'm taking your money. You're gonna hurt me. I'm gonna hurt you. I'm gonna whatever.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to. It's unfortunately that this happened. That people lost their lives. And even a little 9-year-old boy. But that's the name of the game. It's just like it's a suing type industry. It's sad. It's very sad.
I don't know. You know, you remember that City College situation where Diddy and Heavy D and so much more, you know, that they were all sued. And for years, I think they were still paying, you know, family off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for that, that act, a lot of people lost their lives, you know, being trampled on, rushing to get in, you know. And I believe they were playing so many years later, they were still paying.
Yeah. It's a lot of losses, a lot of money, and a lot of lives that changed from that day and currently with the actual world. Big Sean and Hit-Boy explain why Kanye West is very hard to work with. Big Sean recently aired out his grievances with Kanye West, such as being owed $6 million following his departure from Good Music. Sean Don and Hit-Boy joined $1 million worth of game last Sunday, where the Detroit native explained why Kanye can be tough to work with. When it comes to collaborating on a Kanye West project, Sean says he's been burned one too many times, so he doesn't celebrate a feature credit with Ye until the song's officially released. Sean revealed he's been taking off tracks without a phone call in the past, or the track just doesn't end up coming out. Kanye can be very hard to work with, Big Sean admitted while Hit-Boy chimed in. I thought you was going to say that first. Kanye will have you redo a verse 10 times and not use them. Sean continued before Hit-Boy added, Kanye will have you redo some drums 10 times. Big Sean continued with Click. I did that verse on the fly. So there's like 8 other verses on there. After him and Hov met up, they cut everybody, but they was like leave Sean on there. He went too crazy with the hook. Sean Don made sure to clarify that his $1 million worth of game comments were in response to Kanye West's recent Drink Champs interview since the show was recorded weeks earlier. Kanye and Big Sean had fallen out since Sean announced he's no longer signed to Good Music during the Drink Champs chat. Yeezy called signing Big Sean, quote, the worst decision of his career, revealing that he didn't like how Sean and John Legend switched on him when he was running for office in 2020. And, of course, Big Sean responded on Twitter by sharing a photo of him and Hit-Boy hanging out with Ye, writing, was just with this man. He ain't say none of that, and this was after the interview. I'm dying laughing at you. it appears Soulja Boy is the only one to have an issue with Kanye West when it comes to being left off Donda. During his $1 million worth of game interview, Big Sean revealed he was cut from Hurricane despite Kanye praising his verse. Every song on Hurricane, we did that song years ago. Sean explained, I was on that song, and he called me like, you mother effing first crazy on here. Your motherfucking verse was crazy on here. It didn't come out when it was supposed to. It's years old at this point. I don't take things personal at all. My point is, I don't get excited about anything until it's done, until it's out, because things change for sure. I can see how frustrating that is as an artist, where you're told constantly do this again, and you're doing your busting your ass, you're trying to get it right, and then you think you have it, and they give you the thumbs up, yeah, it's good, and then you wait for it to come out, and then there's nothing there. Your voice is not on there, or someone else, without any explanation at all. It can be extremely frustrating, and I get that.
But I also go ahead. I also can get, you know, that, you know, it's perfection as well. You know, from the, you know, like Kanye, you know, that he may want it to be perfect. And maybe at that time, after he, you know, did that verse over and over and over, and then he gave the thumbs up to the final verse, it may have sound great at that time, but then, you know, when a person is tired and all, you know, if they're being in studio for so many hours, it may have sound great then, but that following day, he may have listened to it again and say, hey, you know what, it doesn't sound that great I thought it did, and may have cut it, since it's business. It's business. You know, again, it can be frustrating to that artist, but, you know, it's business. Things like that do happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was going to say in terms of just being an artist, and I don't mean a musician, I'm just saying artist in general, creative person, where something just, it sounds good at the time, and then you see something totally different, another different vision, and you're just in that world, and you kind of just race the board without thinking, and even redo it, or whatever the case may be, or just take it out altogether and just keep it moving. And sometimes, you know, you got to remember, Kanye West thinks differently than others when it comes to his music and his vision. He's going to do what he want to do. Forget your feelings. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. That's just him. And it kind of reminded me of Dre with Detox that never came out, where he said, it's just not right. It's not perfect. And we've been waiting for Detox for close to 10, 15 years now. And Drake kept saying, it's just not right. It's not perfect. I can't, because he's waiting for perfection. And that can get in your way as an artist in general, not just a music artist, but an artist of writing, acting, comedy, whatever. You're trying to make it perfect from what you had before, and try to take it another life and still keep that, you know, that oomph about it. You know what I mean? So I can see both sides of it, more so, not really business, but more like just an artist type thing, where it's like, this is good, but I got something better. And then erase it. It don't say nothing to you. Yeah, all right. I get that. There's no courtesy in that. But going back to you saying, yeah, it is a business. It's nothing personal.
Yeah, some might say they shouldn't take it personal. They do it in film as well.
And sometimes it is personal. You know, I ain't gonna be.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right. You're right.
I ain't gonna bullshit
you're
everybody.
Right.
Sometimes
it
is. It
could be.
You know what I mean?
You're something definitely
like
right.
Like Joe said earlier in the show, we don't know what's going on in people's lives behind closed doors. So there could be a personal beef going on, and like, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, you said that about me. I'm gonna cut this scene and cut your scene right on, and that's it. And we don't know what happened. We never knew, but the actor was like, I have this big scene. I'm preaching and I'm saying this. And he cut it because probably something happened. Mm-hmm. He's jealous of a girl. He got too much money. He didn't like the way he looked or whatever. You'd be surprised why a lot of scenes in movies or TV shows or whatever are cut on the cutting room floor, because outside of business, sometimes it's personal. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely can see in films, it definitely happened a lot, that they'll shoot a lot of things on film the way that it was written. But then when it comes to the final cut, they'll remove a lot of stuff from there because they don't like it now. They'll look at it and say, hey, this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a plethora of reasons why they'll do it. Staying in the world of Ye, Kanye West says, Michael Jordan won't meet with him due to one lyric from 2015. On New Year's Eve 2015, Kanye released a song called Facts, the featuring a chorus that promotes his Yeezy sneakers while taking aim at Michael Jordan's Jumpman brand. Yeezy just jumped over Jumpman, apparently. MJ took that personally. Last week when he appeared on Drink Champs, he discussed the lasting effect of that track. He says that he's tried to meet with NBA legend, but Jordan won't see him. Quote, Jordan still won't meet with me. Well, I said, I'm trying to meet with Michael Jordan. It's like, man, it's a song, man. Jordan's competitiveness and all these, whether it's basketball, golf, or in this case, sneaker sales, is no surprise. That became even more apparent in 2020 documentary series, The Last Dance. Now, one of the world's most notable musicians have apparently put himself on MJ's bad side with one chorus. Facts was aimed as more of a diss on Nike, not Jordan specifically. And oh, now the rapper made first foray into the sneaker game, releasing Air Yeezys with Nike. He was the first non-athlete to sign a sneaker deal with the company. He released a second edition of the sneaker in 2012 before jumping over to rival Adidas, with whom the main Yeezy line has taken off the following year. Now, the sign with Adidas was explained, comparing it directly to the deal that Jordan has with Nike. Cole, I said, I will need royalties. It's not even like I have a joint venture. At least give me some royalties, West said. Michael Jordan has 5%, and that business is $2 billion. He makes $100 million a year off 5% royalties. Nike told me, we can't give you royalties because you're not a professional athlete. I told them, I go to the Garden and play one-on-one, and play one on no one. I'm a performance athlete. I took the Adidas deal because I have royalties and I have to provide for my family. I'm going to be the first hip-hop designer, and because of that, I'm going to be bigger than Walmart, was continued. Bigger than Walmart, wow, may be a stretch, but the Yeezys, these ugly-ass sneakers, have thrived under Adidas, ranking in $1.7 billion in sales in 2020, according to Forbes. Of course, as Bleacher Report notes, that this is just a fraction of what Jordan brand makes Nike. We've seen the Yeezys.
We have, and they are ugly indeed. But unfortunately, people are buying it. They are buying it. It's like, wow,
so
it's, something is working.
So
but it
sad.
Is ugly indeed.
So sad. I don't think it's a god awful. God, they're awful. It just. But like so said, there's people buying them, so what do we know, right? What do we know? But I do know this. We're going to play some music when we come back. Got a little more stuff to get into before we wrap things up on this episode of NYPA Entertainment Radio. We'll be right back.
Tonight's musical guest, two of Chicago's finest MCs. Give it up for Common and Kanye West.
It's common sense. Kanye West on the Dave Chappelle show. Everybody gotta eat right, y'all. It's the food, baby.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late. So I had to did what I had to did, cause I had to kid.
Brothers from the city of where life, juice and gin in the city we blend. Amongst the hustle, titties and scan, 50s and rims. Y'all know the three wells and trucks in detail. Heartless females that wanna ride in them. Drop the south side venom and raw highs and denim. The minds collide with them, a system that tries victims. We living in, my man in the fast lane pivoting. On the block, out is selling like Eminem. On the block, it's
jump off like Kim and them. On the block and watch you feel it, and your skin in there. Shorties get the game with no instructions to assemble it. Eyes bright, it seem like the fight is imminent. Call my man cousin like I'm kin to him. He trying to stay straight, the streets is spinning him.
I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late. So I had to see it, what I had to did, cause I had the kid. Yo, I'm up all night, getting my money right, into the blue and white. Now the money coming slow, but at least it's looking no slow motion better than. I'm good in the hood, like rats and Tims, throwbacks and Tims, blacks and rims. Whether on ball courts, the tires of all sorts, we never fall short. With us, it's all force like Air One. Some waves, some air guns, days up, fair one, it's over for. Captain's colder than four below, but self, I go toe-to-toe. Wondering if it's for the art or for the dough. So I know to grow up and gotta learn to let go. So I know the dough I gotta bring back to the ghetto. Arrows on tarot cards pointing to the grind. No living in no prison, pointing to my mind. Shine the light up, clench my fist tight, holding it right up. Freedom fighting, start getting for the years to get brighter. Situations, their jaws get tighter. My man trying to get his way to hide up. I walked in the crib, got two kids and my baby mama late. So I had to see what I had to do, cause I had the kid. I'm up all night, getting my money right, until the blue and white. Now the money coming slow, but at least it's in no slow motion, better than.
Oh yeah, I got the perfect song for the kids to sing.
And all my people that's drug dealing just to get by, stack your money till it gets high. We weren't supposed to make it past 25, jokes on you, we still alive. Throw your hands up in the sky and say, we don't care what people say.
If this is your first time hearing this, you are about to experience something so cold, man.
We never had nothing handed, took nothing for granted, took nothing from no man. Man, I'm my own man. But as a shorty, I looked up to the dope, man. Only a dope, man. I knew that wasn't broke, man. Slick inside a coast, man. Man, you don't know, man. We don't care what people say. This is for my niggas outside all winter. Cause this summer they ain't finna stay. Next summer I'm finna. Sitting in the hood like you. Community colleges, this dope money is Lil Trey scholarship. Cause ain't no tuition for having no ambition, and ain't no loans for sitting your ass at home. So we forced to sell crack, rap, and get a job. We gotta do something, man, your ass is wrong. Drug dealing just to get by, stack your money till it gets high.
Kids sing, kids sing. Working 9 to 5 to still hustle, cause a nigga can't shine off 655. And everybody selling makeup, Jacob, and bootleg tapes just to get they cake up. We put shit on layaway, then come back. We claim other people's kids on our income tax. We take that money, top work, then push packs to get paid. And we don't care what people say. Mama say she wanna move south, scratch a lottery ticket, eyes on a new house. Around the same time, Joe ran up in Jewel House. Couldn't get a job, so since he couldn't get work, he figured he'd take work. The drug game, bulimic, it's hard to get weight. The nigga's money is homo, it's hard to get straight. But we gon' keep baking till the day we get cake. And we don't care what people say. My nigga's
drug dealing just to get by. Stack your money till it gets high.
Kids
kids gon' act a fool.
When you
stop the programs for after school.
And they DCFS,
some of them dyslexic. They say the 50 cents on 12 questions. We screen box blows, we par. See now we smart, we ain't retards the way teachers saw. Hold up, hold fast, we make more cash. Now tell my mama I belong in that slow class. Bad enough we on welfare. You tryna put me on a school bus with the space for the wheelchair. I'm tryna get the car with the chromey wheels here. You tryna cut our lights out like we don't live here. Look at what's handed us, fathers abandon us. When we get them hammers, gon' call the ambulance. Sometimes I feel no one in this world understands us. But we don't care what people say, my nigga.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, thinking what will transmit. Scribes and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual is suitable. Tonight alive, let's describe the inscrutable, the indisputable. We New York, the narcotic. Draped in metal and fiber optic. We're mercenaries paid to trade hot stocks and for profit. Thirsty criminals, thick pockets. Hard knuckles on the second hands of working class watches. Skyscrapers is colossus. The cost of living is preposterous. Stay alive, you pay or die, no options. No Batman and Robin. Can't tell between the cops and the robbers. Both partners, they all heartless, with no conscience. Back streets stay darkened, while unbelieving hearts stay hardened. My ego talent stay sharpened, like city lights stay throbbing. You either make a way or stay sobbing. The shiny apple is bruised but sweet, and if you choose to eat, you can lose your teeth. Many crews retreat, nightly news repeat. Who got shot down the lockdown? Spotlight the savages, NASDAQ averages. My narrative grows to explain its existence amidst the harbor lights which remain in the distance. So much on my mind that I can't recline. Blast the holes in the night till she blends sunshine. Breathe in the hail vapors from bright stars that shine.
Breathe out.
Smoke retrace the skyline. Heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing. Chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before a die like the last train leaving.
Breathing in deep city breath. Sitting on initial steps, we stooped to new lows. Hell froze the night the city slept. The beast crept through concrete jungles, communicating with one another and ghetto birds were waters for from the hydrants to the gutters. The beasts walk the beats, but the beats we be making. You on the wrong side of the track, looking visibly shaken, taking in plungers. Plunging to death that's painted by the numbers will crawl on apply pressure. Cats is playing God but having children by a lesser baby mother. But up it, we played against each other like puppets. Swearing you got pulled when the only pull you got is the wool over your eyes. Getting knowledge in jail like a blessing in disguise. Look in the skies for God, what you see besides the smog is broken dreams flying away in the wings of the obscene. Thoughts that people put in the air, places where you could get murdered over a glare. But everything is fair, it's a paradox we call reality. So keeping it real will make you a casualty of abnormal normality. Killers born naturally like Mickey and Mallory. Not knowing the ways will get you capped like an NBA salary.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blast the holes in the night till she bends sunshine.
Breathe
in the hail vapors from bright stars that shine.
Breathe out.
Green smoke retrace the skyline. Yo, don't the bass ride out like an ancient mating call.
I can't take it, y'all.
I can feel the city breathing. Just even against the flesh of the evening. Die before it die like the last train leaving.
Yo, on the amen corner I stood looking at my former hood. Felt this spirit in the wind, knew my friend was gone for good. Through dirt on the casket, the hurt I couldn't mask it. Mix it down, emotion, struggle I hadn't mastered. I choreographed seven steps to heaven. In hell waiting to exhale and make the bread leaven. Veteran of a cold war, it's the guy I go for. What I know or what's known. So some days I take the bus home, just to touch home. From the crib I spend months gone. Sat by the window with a clutch dome, listening to shorty cuss long. Young girls are weak minds, but they butt strong. tried to call or at least beat the Lord, but didn't have a touch on. The dog and dog world, you got a much on. Some of this land I must own. Out of the city, they want us gone. Tearing down the checks, creating plush on. My circumstances between Cabrini and Love Jones. Surrounded by hate, yet I love home. Ask my guy how he got traveling the world sound. Found it hard to imagine he hadn't been past downtown. I heard the city breathing the sleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep. I heard my man breathing the sleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep. So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blasting holes in the night since she blessed sunshine. Breathe in the hell vapors from bright stars to shine. Breathe out, smoke we trace the skyline. You heard a bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing.
Welcome back. I wanted to read something about Irv Gotti and Ashanti. Quote, I want to see her duplicate that magic. Irv Gotti blasts Ashanti for re-recording her debut album after failing to obtain her master's, he holds. Murder, Inc. head honcho Irv Gotti is making some bold claims against his former signee Ashanti. The R&B crooner is currently on a press run, and during a recent interview, the Foolish singer brought up the importance of ownership in the music industry and detailed her journey as she is gearing up to re-recorded versions of her old music. A similar move recently pulled off by pop star Taylor Swift following Soiled Business's dealings with music executive Scooter Braun. Ashanti claimed she was doing this as a way to teach people about the business aspect of ownership and why it's so important. The singer opened up about the thinking behind the idea, telling the interviewer once she records her album, she will own the rights to it, and everything purchased from that movement I own. From that moment I own. As an artist, only your masters gives you legal rights to do what you please with your music, including licensing the recordings to third parties like television shows, films, and other revenue pipelines that make for very lucrative partnerships. Irv, whose Murder, Inc. record label released Ashanti's earlier albums, included her self-titled debut project, chimed into the comment sections during Ashanti's interview where a snippet of the discussion was uploaded for some clarification about Ashanti's remarks. The music exec appeared to take offense to the singer re-recording her music as it comes at a time where Ashanti reportedly is set to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which would most likely garner her more traction to her re-released work. Quote, just for super clarity, I own all of those great Ashanti albums. I own the masters, and I produce all those great Ashanti albums, so I also own a good portion of the publishing. Irv began before seemingly accusing the Grammy winner of having ulterior motives. What she's trying to do is re-record all those great records, put them out on her label. She can do this under the cover laws, but she basically is trying to F me out of my masters and make people decide which albums to listen to or stream, hoping her loyal fans would choose her version. Irv later goes into seemingly shrug off Ashanti's parent power move writing, but hey, I stand on the magic that was created, and I want to see her duplicate that magic. If it's effed up, really, but such is life. The businessman ends his rant by promoting his show Tales. Fans of social media applauded Ashanti's moves, with many writing that they would happily listen to Ashanti's new version, including one Instagram user who wrote that, album went so hard, I would definitely rock it again. Sis is very smart. Genius and well-deserved. Get that bag, sis, another set. You and I talk about the business a lot. What is your opinion on this, about owning masters and such?
You know, I always say that, you know, this should be a learning lesson for a lot of people, that any artist that comes into the business need to understand the business of the industry, because owning your own masters is something that they should have, that they should own. Without owning that, you're not entitled to a lot of stuff. I mean, the person who owns it is entitled to whatever the third party, if they use it in the movies and all that stuff, Irv Gotti, he owns the masters. He's getting paid. He's going to see the money. You know, Ashanti, she's going to see them when she's performing and all that stuff, and whatever record sales, if it's, there's still any record sales selling on that, she'll get a percentage of that. But now what she's doing now, yeah, that's a smart move by her doing that. But, you know, is it really going to be a big hit now that, you know, years later? Who's a tell now? You know, it's like, again, so many years done pass.
Yeah.
So many years done pass. It's always important to own your own masters.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, well, listen, I would rather take less money and ownership of masters than a lot of money and don't own it. Because those masters will get you a lot of money down the line.
Years later.
So you're that damn good, like, give me less, but I want my masters. That's what I want. I don't give me less. Give me this. Give me less than that. Because the masters are what they are. They're the masters of finances, okay? They're going to lead you to a lot of money. Like they said, different revenue streams of television, films, commercials, all types of things. And Irv has that now. Now, I kind of agree with him. The luster won't be the same as when he first did it. You'll hear the difference in production-wise and all that. Oh, the talent is there. Yes. But there's an aura. There's a combination of the era, the time that it happened. It's a lot more to it than his singing. You got to put the era that it was.
Right.
Like the mind, it's a lot, man. I know it sounds kind of deep, but it's true. You know what I mean? It's just not that cut, you know, clear and cut. But I applaud her for trying to do it. But like I said, it is a lesson. Lesson to be learned. Any artist out there, whether you're a writer or whatever, writer of music, writer of books, write whatever, own your stuff. Own it, period. Because at the end of the day, you wanna take that with you if you're going to move on. So that's the key thing. So, yeah, that's good. That is good. All right. Unfortunately, folks, we got to wrap this up this week. So, Zell, let's do the shout-outs.
Shout-out to my boy, Kyle. Shout-out to Philly. Shout-out to everybody who continue to follow us here on NYPA Entertainment Radio. We're definitely grateful to all of y'all. For those who download, for listening to us around the world, you know, we applaud y'all. Shout-out to New York. As I say every week, new music selection or any topics you want us to cover, please hit us up at our email account, nypaentertainment@gmail.com. Remember, spell out the word entertainment, nypaentertainment@gmail.com.
Definitely. Shout out to everyone near and far, Philly, New York, Zoe, globally, that take the time to, if not listen to the show live when it happens, but you take the time to download on any of the platforms of Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, Blog Talk itself. Thank you for listening on your way to work, like I said, or working out, or you're just sitting there, you want to be entertained. We appreciate the downloads and the time. Subscribe, download, comment, share, enjoy. Let everybody know about NYPA Entertainment Radio. We'll see you live here next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving or whatever you celebrate. Enjoy one another. Be safe. Be nice. And we'll see you here for more fun. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
JB.
Yo. I'm not a preacher. I just like making good music. The show is over. The show is over. The show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blind to rain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why is it me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women,
Love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen, still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose who's win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. Show is over, show is over.
Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by, but I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number 9. I'm just drifting away, these dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I escape to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the goods and the evil. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are they are reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl. Regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world, I'm just looking to be enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain.
The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over.